My name is John Kuramoto. I was the youngest of three boys. My middle brother, Daniel, is right here. This is Dan. We have another brother, Ford, who is 6 years older than I am.
We were born and raised in Boyle Heights, and he's still
born and raised Los Angeles.
And what generation Japanese American are from?
Sanseis.
And I don't remember having any particular idea in my mind necessarily, other than I like cars because we saw them a lot because of my father.
Sure.
And one day we get into the car. Dad says, I'm going to take the whole family. We're going to go out near Disneyland. And I don't remember. And we get to Ball Road at Disneyland. And pull off. And it's right off the, what is that, 5 freeway? And as soon as we pull over, we hear all this noise. This rah, 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 rah. And we walk out there, and we all walk out there, and they're racing. And there was a pretty good group of them, right? And they're racing around the track. And the smell and the noise captured me like I was pinned. And I watched these kids race, and I look at them and I say to myself, this is just unbelievable. This is quarter midget. And we went to go see our parents' friend, the Shojis. The Shojis had been racing in quarter midgets for several years.
They were from Upland.
And they were from Upland. They were, at that time, as far as we knew, the only Asian family, Asian driver, Asian car out there that was racing quarter midgets. And so we met the family. We met Carl. Carl Shoji was a chicken farmer in Upland. And he introduces us to his son, Richard. Richard was a champion racer at that time. And I remember we stayed there and watched the race. And I don't know, I was just like in my own world. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing, and I was loving it so much. And I don't know why, okay? Because I had no indication that I should be a race car driver or have any place near these vehicles, okay? I was a chubby. I wasn't athletic, right? You know, I never indicated this is what I wanted to do. But when I saw it, it hit me. Okay. And then I remember right when we stayed and watched the races, you know, and Carl Shoji came up to my dad, and towards the end there, he goes, Jack, you should get one of these. You should race one of these, right? You got the shop here. You know, you would be so good at this. And he said, you would be so good at it. You have the service station. And then he looks down, and I'm standing there, all right? And have him drive. He can drive.
Okay. And functionally, the engine was basically a lawnmower engine, which is a kind of interesting spin and irony about JAs and that generation of gardeners, like our grandfather.
Yeah.
And then here was my dad working on a lawnmower engine, and my brother, the first time he got in it and drove laps, people said he's a natural. I mean, literally. And he won his first race.
So basically, go-karts were, in a way, kind of an offshoot of the midget scene because you had the same people working on it. And
the big difference, though, is age, right? Don't forget, quarter midgets is for kids,
yeah.
Right? So go-karts immediately are for adults. They had, they did have kid categories, right? After I stopped racing quarter midgets, I was asked by the same go-kart company, Duffy Livingston, who's a great friend of Jimmy Yamane. They offered for me to be a team driver. And they had everything there. Here's a cart, here's this, here's engines, here's this. He goes, what we'd really like you to do, because we know you can drive, right? We'd like you to go out there and set track records. And just go out there, give it a good effort. That's all we have. And I'm down. The reason we got involved, because Richard Shoji had switched over He was sponsored by a company, the second largest company called Bug Go-Karts. And he was already switched over, and he was doing well. He was doing well and going fast. And so then they heard, well, there's another guy, Richard's friend. And that's when I...
Yeah, but at this point, he had already won 3 national open field championships in quarter midgets, which at that point was sort of at its peak. And then his picture was on the cover of Hot Rod magazine and Car and Driver and all the stuff. And so he was kind of aligned perfectly to make that next move into go-karts. And my family benefited from it because they gave him every kind of conceivable thing that they made.
We raced, I think, almost 4 years, right, quarter midgets. I probably did 2 with go-karts, right? Because I was getting to be, I wanted to be 16 so bad, I wanted my own car, okay? That's what a guy like me, after you're racing, you're like, God, I just want my own car. I want a real vehicle.
To me, the highlight of a nice car was that you might get to take out the girl that you wanted
nice
to see because you had a 57 Chevy, which my dad gave me, that was like completely the most cherry perfect.
Custom.
Know, multi candy apple blue with custom rims and everything until I totaled it.
Then I remember my oldest brother taking Dan and I outside and talking, giving us a talk. And this was after we just won the quarter midget. Mm-hmm. And he started telling me about family values. Mm. And about how he is willing, in the circumstance we have now that we won the quarter midget, it looks like we're going to start racing.
Okay.
And we're going to make, everyone has to make a commitment. As a family, we are our Nikkei racing family, you know? And what does that mean? And I listened to him, and the fact that he, maybe I didn't understand the word so much, but the fact that he supported what we were going to do. Then he passed it to Dan and said, Dan, we're going to need to do this. We're going to need to support John. And Dan said, okay. For these guys to support me and ready to go, and I haven't even raced my first race. I haven't proved nothing yet, right? We just got, all we proved is we won the quarter midget.
Right.
Right? So I'm thinking, you know what? I want to do well because of my family. We were a close family. It was a close racing family.